Welcome again. This is an Are You For Real With God broadcast. Welcome aboard and thanks for coming and listening and tuning in. We have a story that's going to help save the soul of so many of us. Today, a lot of people don't believe in a hell. Some don't believe in heaven. And I don't understand, if you would believe superheroes, and we know that's from a comic book and it isn't real, even though they have made movies and we see them for entertainment, we actually believe that we can be a hero. That doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. We need to get your soul saved. You need to embrace and get your mind focused on saving your eternal soul. And that is, allow Jesus Christ to come into your life to save you. The story today is going to enlighten many of you. It's going to be a comfort to those who are in the service of the Lord. There was a rich man. He had a lot of money, he had a lot of wealth, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. In other words, he was laid out, dressed, fly. And then there was another man, the beggar, Lazarus, full of sores, destitute. He was possibly homeless. He laid at the gate of the rich man's dwelling. And each day he just longed to just get some crumbs from his table, something to eat. Things were very bad. And we don't know whether he received anything. The story goes, he was looked down upon. He was covered with sores. And each day, the dogs would come by and they would lick his sores. Some people today say that they had medicinal properties in those things happening. I'm not sure. I don't want to go there. As the story is, one day the beggar died. He was carried away by angels into Abraham's bosom. It's a comfortable place to be because we know Abraham was highly favored of God. As it go, the rich man died. And as we do today, he was laid out. A nice casket and fine raiment and put on a show, and everyone was happy, was pleased to be there. But that's on the material side. What happens on the spiritual side, that's what's important to us. Where your soul will be for eternity. When you die, your soul leaves your body. Where does it go? There's two places. Everyone wants to go to heaven. Everyone's not going to heaven. If you don't have Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you may miss, well, it ain't no you may. You're gonna miss heaven. Because the way you live has a grand effect on where you go. And listen to the scriptures, and you've heard it, and you know what it says. No man, no one comes to the Father but through me. And that's Jesus talking, our Savior. He has been given charge over our souls. That's why I'm speaking today, and you've gone to church and you've heard it. See it on television now. Everyone is talking about the Word of God, the comfort, salvation, and where you will go at your demise. The rich man, he died. He had a grand funeral, probably had a band, you know, music and all of that playing. And you know how we do today. We want to have an extravagant home-going celebration. He was buried, and the difference of the two is what I hope wake you up. When you live on this side, all that you do, running behind money, trying to show yourself to be of stature, having a status that's greater than the person next to you. And you want to put so many people under your foot. But when the day comes, here's what happens. We heard that the beggar, Lazarus, he was carried by angels. That should give you a clue right there to Abraham's bosom. We know how he lived. He was a beggar. He was destitute. He was struggling every day. And all of a sudden, he was carried by angels. You'll catch up with that as soon as you can. That's something special right there. We hear about angels all the time. So that's something good. The rich man, he may have had a fine home going, and he was buried. Nothing spectacular was said about him after that. Then he looked up and he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he said, "Father Abraham, would you let Lazarus dip his finger into the cool water and place a little bit on my tongue, for I am being tormented." There was a conversation about that. We need to read that. St. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. It tells you about that. But it couldn't be done. Abraham said, "Well, there's a gulf, that's some water between us, and no one on this side can come over there, and no one from over there can come over on this side." What they're telling you, there was a partition in between. No way. You could see over there, but you could not get over there. Is it coming clear to you yet? It's very important that you determine where you're going to go right now. If you don't know Christ and have not accepted him and asked forgiveness for your sins and turned your life around, chances are you're going to be in torment on your hottest day on this side. Can you imagine not being in air conditioning, a cool breeze of wind to calm things down? We're talking torment all the time, and there's nothing you can do about it. Let me elaborate a little bit. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried out and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented." So much for riches, right? And besides all of this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, "I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may testify to them. Let them also come to this place." Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Now that was a rich man trying to negotiate with Abraham after he has died and gone to hell. Get saved now while you can. God is not negotiating. The Lord is not playing. This is serious business. We're going to go to chapter 18, verse 25. There's something else that we need to know. How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. It's how you live. If you have money, you still have to give God his praise. Treat everyone like they are you. And that's where we fall short at. We allow finances, allow money to change our hearts. We get darkened heart. We don't care. We have no compassion. We have no love. But we want to rule simply because we have financial means. Take heed to this message and this episode. God wants to save you, but he's not taking conditions. It's, as he says, all we as sheep have fallen astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way. It's God's way, and that's how it goes. Get saved, turn your life around, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's there if you want it. It's a free gift. Don't cost you nothing. You can't buy it. You can't credit it. You can't steal it. It's a gift. It's given. So receive it. Get straight. Get your things in order. You and your family. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.